Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, already in progress.
Wow, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, or for you and me. So we don't have to go to hell, so we can go to heaven. And we read this scripture so clear. And still, if you're not careful, the enemy will deceive you. You have no idea how many men, especially men, that I've dealt with in my life, that when I ask them, do you believe you're going to heaven? And they're Christian men. They're men that go to church. Sometimes they say, I hope so. I'm not sure. I said, well, are you a believer in Jesus? Oh, yeah, I'm a believer in Jesus. I said, well, then that's all it takes. All it takes is for you to believe in Jesus and then confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. And it's a done deal. Is that right? Yeah. And how many ways are there to heaven? Yeah. Only one. If it's faith in Christ and you believe in Jesus, are you going to heaven when you die? Yeah. Absolutely. You know, by the grace of God. I mean, somebody said, wow, but I haven't done very much for the Lord. That's not what's going to determine whether you go to heaven or not. What you've done for Jesus is not what's going to determine. It's what he done for you that's going to get you in heaven. Now, the rewards and the house that you're going to live in up there is going to be determined. Some of y'all have heard me tell the story about the pastor. This is terrible, but this could be the way it is. He died and he got to heaven, and St. Peter was taking him on a little tour, and he comes down the Hallelujah Boulevard there, and he looks up, and here is this mansion. I mean, it's magnificent. Wow. He said, boy, who owns that house? He said, well, Sister Mary. Mary who? He said, you don't know her? She's from your church. What? A woman in my church has got a house like that? And I don't even know her? Wow. And so they walk down the road, turn a corner, and go to the next street, and the Glory Boulevard, and he looks up and there's another mansion out of this world. He said, whose is that? He said, that's Brother Bob Doe. He said, who in the world is Bob Doe? He said, you don't know him either? He was a man in your church also. He said, my land, it's these two people in my church, and I don't even know them, and they get a house like this. I can only imagine what I'm going to get. Is that kind of the way sometimes the way we do things? I can only imagine what I'm going to get if I don't even know them and they got one like that. Woo, I'm the pastor. I must really going to get a big house. When they go way down out to the back 40 and there's a little bitty tiny two-room shack back there, he said, whose is this? And he said, this is yours. There may be a whole lot more to that than you really understand. So what... The moral of the story is to do something good for Jesus every day. Because one day you're going to come to that day, right? One day you're going to die. You're going to stand before the King one day. So make sure that you have lived. And just remember that story that's so amazing that most of us never read in the Bible, that it talks about, I went out and I seen people, and it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and I hired these guys to work in the field. And then at noon, I found some more, and I hired them, put them in the field. Then I hired the last hour, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I hired the last bunch, and they worked an hour, and then the day was over. And I said, bring the last ones that came in first. And he paid them, and he paid them the same thing that he paid the others, a day's wages. So what does that mean? In your last days, make it count. In other words, the man, if you work hard for Jesus, that last hour, according to the scripture, he's going to give you the same reward. If you work diligently and hard and done a good job for the last hour, he's going to give you the same thing. He was some of those that have worked the whole length of time they were there. Somebody says, that's not fair. It is. He's the one who owns everything, right? Can he do what he wants to with his own money? He can. So whatever you do, do something to glorify God. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That was for you and me. Next verse. For scarcely is a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, one would even dare to die. Just think. You really have to think about that. If I were to die for you, that means my life on this earth is over. You got to really love somebody to be able, willing to give your life for them. But just think of the men that went to war and that died so you and me can be sitting here in this room today. You know that? There's a lot of men. I knew several of those men. I was with some of those men when we went to war, and some of those men did not come back. I'm so grateful that I came back, but still, I'm only going to be here a little while, and then it's going to be over. But that's the same way it's going to be with you. Next verse. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If Jesus Christ died for you while you were a sinner, you didn't have nothing to do with your salvation except believe. That's all you had to do is believe in the name of Jesus. And he paid the price. Because he knew you couldn't do it. Ain't no way you could do it. You can't be good enough. You can't do nothing good enough. Verse 9, let's go on. He said, much more. Now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Is that good news? Do you know there are scriptures in the Bible? In fact, Scott and me and Kim were talking about these last night, in fact, how that if we don't want to serve God, there's scriptures in the Bible confirm what I'm fixing to tell you. I don't want to serve God. I don't want to put him first. I'm going to do my own thing. So he says, okay, you can go out and do your own thing, but I'm going to give each one of you a little bit of money and some talents to use anyway. And so he does. And they go out, and some of them make good money. Some of them don't make much money. Some of them make a little bit of money. But they come up, and he says, now then, all of you that did not want me to be your king, bring them people to me and put them right there and kill them in my presence. That's scary, isn't it? Some people that don't want to serve God, they get killed in his presence, but they don't get any rewards, no rewards. But the man that comes to a point in his life when he says, Lord, I will put you first, I will serve you, I will love you, I will worship you, and I will learn how to walk in love with people, and I will be your son, and you will be my God. Does that please the Lord? And because you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you get to go to heaven. Next verse. Being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You notice that he's the one that done everything? All we got to do is believe. That's the only thing we got to do is believe. Next verse. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. He paid the price. Next verse. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So how many of us have fell short? Boy, you can do that any way you want it, can't you? Whether you straighten them all out or put one back here or whatever, but you're guilty. All have sinned. All have sinned. I mean, there's no doubt he's clear. We needed a Savior. Next verse. For until the law, he was in the world, but sin is now was not imputed, for there is no law. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. But now there is a law. Next verse. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgressions. Next verse. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense, yeah, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. So everybody, in verse 15 there, everybody that accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we should reign and rule with Christ on the earth, because he paid the price for everything. Jesus Christ hath abounded over many. Next verse. Yeah, but the free gift is of many offenses under justification. Next verse. For if by one man's sin of death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. If you get a hold of what this is really saying, you're supposed to reign in life. We fail to realize that we're sons and daughters of God, and that all the promises of God belongs to you and me through Jesus. Not only are we going to get to go to heaven when we die, but here on earth we have authority and power over sin and sickness. But most people have problems believing the word. It's just like that man that was here the other day that Dave was dealing with, that was spitting up the blood. That man was coughing up blood. He had blood all over the floor in the bathroom, in the sink, in the stool, everywhere else. I went in there and he had blood all over everything. I said, "What's wrong with him, Dave?" He said, "Pastor, he can't figure out who he is." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "He has no knowledge." He said, "What you preach all the time. They don't know who they are in Christ. I'm trying my best to convince this man that he's a son of God, and that the promises of God all are yes and amen for him. Jesus bore his sickness and removed his disease on the cross 2,000 years ago, but he said, this man don't know that. I'm having a terrible time convincing him that this belongs to him. Did Jesus pay the price for your sickness on the cross? Then why are we sick? We don't believe. Do we believe that he forgave me of all my sins? Do we not believe that scripture that says in Psalm 103, he's the God that forgives how many?
All
my sins. And then I've confessed all my sins. Now he's the God that he heals all my diseases. I don't believe that. If we don't believe that, then you will not get well. You have to believe that with no doubt in your heart. I am forgiven, Jesus. I'm going to reign and rule with Jesus because of what he done on that cross.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.